Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, fancy coffee at the office sometimes leads to bickering instead of greater productivity, and how Apple plans to help female entrepreneurs. Those stories after this. Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. All it takes is 15 minutes to find out if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. And Geico offers coverage for more than just car insurance. Got a motorcycle? Geico's got you covered. Got an RV? Covered. Got a boat? Covered. How about homeowners or renters insurance? You bet Geico's got you covered. And there's so much more Geico could help with. Plus, don't forget the discounts. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. That's geico.com. Lots of offices have fancy coffee these days, right? That just means a lot of office workers are grumbling about it. Wall Street Journal reporter Julie Jargon says what some managers thought would help keep workers at their desks instead of going out for coffee has actually led to employees wasting time bickering or waging campaigns for their preferred brews. Julie, you've got to be kidding.
So a lot of offices are installing better coffee for their employees as a way to recruit and retain workers and also to keep people from going out for coffee and wasting time on coffee runs. But as part of that situation, people are still finding reasons to complain. Sometimes it's that they just have bad coffee and want better coffee, but even when they have really high-end coffee like cold brew taps and really high-end machines, people get into arguments over how strong the coffee is and whether there's enough offerings for tea drinkers. So it's kind of funny that no matter how good people have it, they find some reason to grouse.
That's unbelievable. Talk about a bunch of ingrates. Man, so you opened the story with the HubSpot example. I mean, they have a coffee garden. That's how much they've done for these employees. Explain what that's like.
Yes, so they have some. They have a barista there to custom make drinks for people, and then they also have some self-service brewers and two cold brew taps. It's all free of charge to employees. But it was so popular, particularly the cold brew taps, that they often ran dry. So some anonymous employee at the company created a website to monitor when the cold dry tap was running dry. So people would check that before they bothered to walk over to the coffee garden. And then people who liked tea were complaining because there wasn't anything really fancy for the tea drinkers. They just had tea bags and hot water. So the company responded, and they installed these really fancy machines with touchscreen pads where people can customize what kind of blend of loose leaf tea they want. And they installed iced tea taps. So now everyone's happy.
It's incredible. We're speaking with Julie Jargon, Wall Street Journal staff writer. She's written a funny piece, or maybe not so funny, about coffee wars. There was one, too, where there was like a consultant, I think, from Sweden who said that there are daily coffee arguments in his office.
Yes, he said the people there take their coffee very seriously. And there was one time recently where he overheard an argument that went on for 20 minutes about whether to put 11 or 12 scoops of ground coffee in the office coffee machine. And the person who was holding the scooper won out, and he put 12 heaping scoops of coffee into the coffee machine. And the other guy all day long complained that his coffee was too bitter.
Thanks, Julie. Wall Street Journal reporter Julie Jargon. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state, unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices helped it become a leader in industries that range from agribusiness and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Apple is looking to better support female-identifying founders through its new Entrepreneur Camp, a technology lab focused on app development. TechCrunch.com says the free two-week camp, which kicks off in January, will give female founders the opportunity to receive one-on-one coding assistance from Apple engineers, as well as attend sessions on design, technology, and App Store marketing. The idea is to help teams shave off overall development time. To be eligible, the company must be female-founded, female-co-founded, or female-led, and have at least one woman on the development team. For companies that are currently Android-only, Entrepreneur Camp could be an opportunity for them to learn more about Apple's ecosystem and get support directly from the technology's creators. For Apple, it's a chance to increase both the quantity and quality of apps in its store. An Apple senior director envisions this program serving as a bit of street cred, which could help women get more funding. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. It's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.